What is it that I am personally doing with artificial intelligence? I'm building super simple software that does not mess around. It does not make assumptions about anything working very well at all. Currently in my laboratory, I have a virtual world that starts with a lobby and allows me to enter room A and then room B. Room A has enter actions that include starting Persona Live AI video generator, which eats half of my video memory, and then room B eats all of the memory by starting up the open source GPT that I am experimenting with locally here. If I went straight from the lobby to room A and then room B, my computer would crash with an out-of-memory error, OOM. I designed the two rooms to pose a real danger, and I used an older artificial intelligence technology to make things safer. First of all, I'm doing this because I believe local artificial intelligence can be made smarter than anything out there that you can pay for. Fundamentally, most of us complexity nerds believe that AI was a solved problem, but it needed a lot of typing. And now we view the large language models as the content creators for the finer STRIPS-related software. STRIPS stands for Stanford Research Institute Problem Solver, but it is not about Stanford. Many people came up with these ideas. Roughly speaking, you say, I need to have a shelf for my plant. And we start with a no shelf in the room state. Please note that we use the notion of state. Then standard computer programming creates a plan to build a shelf out of actions that long ago needed to be manually typed in, but now can be done by a large language model. Action, like hammer the shelf together, would just have two things. A prerequisite, nails wood, and a result, shelf. An action like go to hardware store would have no prerequisites. And result in the nails and wood. With extremely simple programming, a planner would make a plan to go from no shelf state to I have a shelf for my plant state. That would explain the actions that must be taken by following the prerequisites and results as if they were glue. And we end up with something like, go to hardware store, and hammer the shelf together. And that is absolutely artificial intelligence. You are not telling it what the plan is, you're just providing it with actions. Well, which are like chain links. On the left, they have a prerequisite, and then on the right, they have a result. So you plug things together, but using programming, and then you end up with a plan. And of course, the special thing today is that the first time around, you use a large language model, but then you can replay this wonderful logic without the need for something that consumes all the memory. Something this nifty is extremely useful, and I'm not going anywhere without the old AI. It allows me to do amazing things and only needs the big AI once. This is pretty powerful. And please note that we never stated which hardware store. So actions can work on top of what is available, not specifically required. That is another form of intelligence. In my operating system research, virtual machine use, where I emulate a computer within a computer in one way or another, I tend to use one of three programs, VirtualBox, Docker, or Podman, and this ancient AI can choose the right one, or the one available at the moment. Aside from general purpose things and stuff like retry, few other things, actions can have a cost associated with them. VirtualBox is cost 3. It is a full GUI operating system setup. Podman is cost 1. It's extremely efficient. When available, this old primitive AI will look at Podman first, then check for Docker, and only as last resort use VirtualBox, and I can stop other instances of it. At the moment in my rooms, I'm using the notion of state, such as started, rather than the idea of commands like start. Because when you enter a room twice, you don't want to run the start command twice. It would again result in an OOM, out of memory error. This magnificent primitive artificial intelligence allows you to say, I need state started. And that is exactly how the old AI operates, on goals and states. So when you enter a room twice, the second time, my GOAP or strip server just says, state already reached. That too is a form of intelligence. It is absolutely worth mentioning here at the very end that the user interface for this thing, the entire programming system, can be operated by a child. It is a set of rooms, connected together by arrows with enter and exit lists that run actions to which you drop actions from library into. An action for starting a persona server has just one user interface component, the drop-down box where you specify the state you want. Started on enter the room, and stopped on exit the room, if that's where you need to put it. But you can also make it interactive so that you push the button. And you, of course, can't push the button twice because the system will say state already reached. Really cool stuff.